John Smith at breakfast.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
It's a busy one this morning, then come along with us. It is 6 minutes past eight now. Welcome to Thursday. This is John Smith at breakfast. Now, this morning, we're also talking about this, building good relationships between young people and the police. And the thing is, it's not straightforward. The days of the local bobby, who was well known in your patch, seems to be a thing of the past. But there is a plan to try and help the most vulnerable school children at risk of falling into the trap of organised criminals and gang lifestyle in Gloucestershire. And right at the front of it are six new youth engagement officers who have just started work in our county. So our reporter Duncan Cook has been spending time with the officers as they visited a school in Tewkesbury.
I stayed in the flat for 4 days. I was locked in. People phoned me. Then they come to the flat, post me through the letterbox, and I passed through the back door. No one knew where I was. My parents were really worried. I was terrified.
It just enhances and supports the messages that they will get from parents and guardians, also their wonderful teachers that they've got here through their PSHE curriculum. But we just come in and give it from a police perspective. That's really important because it makes it real.
When they searched the car, they found cocaine, heroin and cannabis.
Year 9 pupils here at Tewkesbury Academy are getting a lesson in the dangers of county lines. The session is being delivered by PC Kim Murphy, who's one of six new youth engagement officers.
Change in mood or aggressive difficult behaviour, it could potentially indicate the fact that things are going wrong and they're part of that gang.
Part of the role is going into schools across the county to tackle some tough topics, from criminal exploitation and online safety to knife crime, a subject the school has experienced firsthand after a teacher was stabbed by a pupil here in 2023. PC Candice Palmer is another youth engagement officer. She says the messages they give can be tough to hear, but it's important the students take it on board.
It has to be real. We will give them some of the hard truths because they do need to know, but without making it so extreme that, you know, you're terrifying young people, obviously. But those real life, some of those appropriate real life examples really send the message home that actually this is happening. It's not something we're just talking about, you know, because again, a lot of young people, it doesn't register that this could actually happen to someone they know or to them. So, you know, using those true stories is important, really. It's a vital part of policing that we build those relationships up. I've been in the police 17 years, seeing how many young people there are at risk and how many young people go through struggles. And if we can prevent any of that happening, that's, you know, a huge bit of job satisfaction and actually a huge key part of policing is to keep our young people safe.
Now, these talks are part of the curriculum here at Tewkesbury Academy. Jamie Gowers is the school's PSHE lead.
And they just help to build those relationships with the police, those positive relationships, whereas I think sometimes maybe police kind of get a bad name and kind of these young people like to see them in a non-threatening, non-enforcement kind of situation and actually get to see them for who they are. And I think it's vitally important.
What impact do you think these lessons have?
They love these sessions. And when they know that they're going to be coming in, they're generally excited. I think it's probably, one, they don't have to listen to me quite so much. So therefore, they get to listen to someone different, but also actually listen to someone who's there doing that job, know more about it, and they find it a lot more interesting hearing their stories and kind of hearing their experience of it. So they almost kind of, I guess, leave them more and kind of actually take it on board more so, maybe.
So please speak.
The sessions delivered by the youth engagement officers last for around an hour, and this latest talk on county lines has just finished. So let's go and find out how it went.
Well, it went really, really fantastic. They were really engaging. I mean, it's a really tough topic and the realities of it are really quite scary. However, the children, you know, they took it as it was intended and they listened really carefully. They engaged really, really well.
My name's Jack. I'm in year 9. I think it was quite good. Like when they come into school, it feels more real because they talk about stuff that actually happens.
My name's Noah and I'm in year 9. I think it's good because it makes us understand more stuff about county lines and other stuff.
Did you know anything about it before?
Not really.
My name's Abby and I'm in year 9. I think they're really good. I find the police a bit more approachable to talk to and you can like hear it from a different person's view.
Okay, so if you saw a police officer out in the street, you'd be more willing to approach them if you needed to.
Yeah, it makes you feel more comfortable.
Have you learned something perhaps you didn't know?
Yeah, we've learned a lot we haven't known and we know like lots of different stuff about it, and then having the police come in just makes us feel a bit more like sure of what we learn.